This is a piece. It's a piece called Save Face for Someone Else. When I was in high school, I had my dream job. Mrs. Barnett, the head librarian at the Morganton Burke Public Library, had watched me grow up there. As a child, I was in the library every Saturday, and every Saturday I checked out the same book, year after year. Up I would walk with that dog-eared book in my arms and put it in the return book slot. I would stand very still and wait until Ruth Setzer, the bony-armed librarian, checked it in, taking out its ink-stained due date card and closing the cover. Without a word, she would extend that impossibly thin, long arm to me with my treasure at the end of it. I would grab it and run back to the children's section until Mama was ready to go. Then, as we readied to leave, I checked it out again and took it back home, where it obviously belonged. One Saturday, Mrs. Barnett summoned me to the circulation desk, a formidable walnut fortress. The other librarians gathered round as she handed a package to me. "Now," she said sweetly, "we hope you might leave the adventures of Pippi Longstocking here, so other children might read it. Here's your very own copy to take home." As an aside, I read this story in the Morganton Burke Public Library recently, and Mrs. Barnett was there. Yeah. As a wildly redheaded and freckled child myself, Pippi was somewhat of a goddess to me, my alter ego, my shero. When I turned 15, Mrs. Barnett offered me a job working at the circulation desk, that great ship I had hovered in front of so many Saturdays as a child. I was ecstatic to be among all those books. I still hear the sound of the wheels on book cart number 2 as I rolled it through the stacks, getting lost in a world in which one tug at a shelf could unravel and reveal so much wonder. It was magical. Until one day when the quiet magic was shattered as a very angry woman slammed a card catalog drawer shut and stomped up to the desk. This was highly unusual in the Morganton Burke Public Library. There didn't seem too awfully much to get angry about. There hadn't been this much activity since a fellow who worked at Hardee's had been caught drinking aftershave in the men's room. "I cannot believe," she hissed, "that this library doesn't have any books about psychology. It's an outrage. How dare you call yourselves a library?" Her voice ricocheted off the reserve shelves. Being the only one at the helm at that moment, it was up to me to respond. Timidly, I did. "I know I've shelved some books about psychology before." "Really?" she interrupted. "There's none in the card catalog. None. Zero. Zip. Ridiculous. Aren't there any grown-ups who work here?" I'd hate to say what I'd say to her now as a older. "Aren't there any grown-ups who work here? They're in a meeting right now," I whispered, scared, "but I'll help if I can." At that, she stomped her way back to the card catalog, with me trailing meekly the way Pippi never would have done. "Where were you looking?" I asked. "Well, young lady, where on earth do you think I was looking?" she answered as she flung open a card drawer until it nearly fell out. The drawer she had opened was the S drawer. It hit me like a bolt, a heat wave that spread through my face. "Well," I answered very quietly after a moment, "perhaps we should try the alternate spelling." Sometimes that works, and I gently moved her to the P drawer. I don't know how I knew to do that, but even now I'm proud I did. Helping her save face and retain her dignity was important, even though, and maybe especially because, she had been berating me.